Jennifer.
They don't have the dump.
Morning, Peter.
I received a notebook from Mr. Rose. Notices of hearing, copy of mediation settlement agreement, copy of the book hearing performances. All right, Mr. Rose, go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
In case we're here on Ted Bernstein, trustee versus Alexander Bernstein, which is case 2014 DP 3698, Europe. Judge Phillips held a trial on count 2 of the amended complaint. The parties have settled count 1 of the amended complaint. As an aside, which we pointed out, Your Honor, this court's final judgment on count 2 has been affirmed by the State District Court of Appeal by DCA and 3 weeks ago. So there are several different motions, but the one that we certainly can do today is the motion to approve the settlement of the remaining claims in this particular case. All the beneficiaries have entered into an agreement. Now may I approach with just briefly
this
the statute.
This is for
Shirley Bernstein. Mm-hmm. Right. May I approach? Here's the statutes. And all we're talking about is the settlement between the beneficiaries. We're not traveling under.
Thank you.
First page we can quickly ignore, but we're not traveling under 733 because we're not talking about an estate. We're talking about a trust. Turn to the second page. We're traveling under the second page, which is a non-judicial settlement agreement. Now, this court already has entered an order that Elliot Bernstein has no standing
in the Shirley Trust.
In the Shirley Bernstein Trust.
I understand.
It's not appealed. It's final. And if you look at the things I highlighted, these are the types of.
Let me interrupt you for the court order for the record. Let's have everyone who's here put their
hands.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. I am called here solely as the personal representative of the Simon Bernstein estate.
I understand. Learning all the players.
Elliot Bernstein, pro se, representing my interest. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Peter Fayman, Your Honor, representing William Stansbury.
Thank you.
And I think we have Diana Lewis is making representation.
Thank you.
So we would ask Your Honor to, and we may need to do this case in baby steps, but the first baby step is to approve the settlement that's been signed off by the 10 beneficiaries who have been determined by this court and who have been affirmed by the 4th District Court of Appeal. And then within the settlement agreement, we've asked you to reserve jurisdiction to appoint a trustee because there are 10 trusts who are beneficiaries. Seven of them have a trustee.
I understand.
Three of them don't. Right. And so we're going to need a trustee, but for today, in this one simple issue, we think an order is appropriate approving the settlement. And if you're not going to approve the settlement, then I want to set the case for trial because my client's duty is to resolve the issues in the trust construction case, which have been resolved by agreement of the beneficiaries. I think I would stop there, and if there's any time for any other motions, with 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to hear what everybody's position is. I understand that I'm not sure who has standing here with regard, except for potentially you are the PR of the Simon estate.
Correct, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. So I'm not involved in
this aspect at all.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Elliott, my understanding is in the Shirley Trust it's already been found.
Well,
and affirmed.
Well, you're my hero, Your Honor, because in your order, you contradicted pretty much what Mr. Rose has sold this court, the 4th DCA, and the Illinois federal court, whereby he claimed I wasn't a beneficiary, was standing in Simon's estate. He put that in, I think, 24 pleadings that he's filed, which are all being appealed, vacated, all that. So that takes care of Simon's estate, which you should be reporting under Canon 3, his misconduct. I'm going to be reporting it to state and federal. I am currently, as I sent you an email this morning, notifying.
Oh,
you
can't email me. It's not that you could. It has to be emailed to all parties. And we
I did.
Accept, but we don't accept it on the email. You either file the pleading.
Okay, and I did that too.
Okay. I'm just letting you know because there'll be something that Harriet can't show it to me, it's a communication. And that would go if Mr. Rose can't do it either, neither can...
Well, they're all doing it, so I just did it.
For scheduling, they can do it. They can send me a pleading.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But anyway, continue.
Okay.
So I remember you are a beneficiary of the estate...
Of Simon. Of Simon.
But anything that's not in the trust. The residual estate, the tangible...
I'm a beneficiary of the estate, correct. And Mr. Rose has pled improperly, knowingly false statements to multiple courts here. One of those statements as well is Shirley's Trust, where I'm a named beneficiary in the document supposedly validated by this court. So if you just look at Shirley's Trust, I'm one of three named beneficiaries. His client, Ted Bernstein's been disinherited. There's never been a construction hearing. So that document stands. So this is more fraud you're being forced upon you, that he somehow got this through with Judge Phillips and he made a bunch of false fraudulent pleadings to the court. It got ruled on. We're moving to vacate at the 4th DCA. They filed right before you filed your order confirming the prior, but now we're filing to appeal all that, vacate that. Also, somebody's got to notice Judge Blakey. He dismissed me in a case in a federal court where he actually cites that Elliot Bernstein is not a beneficiary withstanding, according to Mr. Rose, in the Simon estate. So I've been denied wholly out of that case, thrown out of that like I was here for a year in Simon's estate, Shirley's Trust, etc. But if you go look at the documents that are validated, in every instance, I'm named beneficiary. Every instance. So, and by the way, saying I don't have standing when I'm a natural born son of my parents is going to be a precedent setting thing that we're going to really hold up high here, because this was all a sham. There was a validity hearing. One count was heard to validate the documents. Mr. Rose got some order that went way beyond the scope of that hearing. There's nowhere in that order that says that I'm not a beneficiary withstanding. That comes in another hearing, a UMC, which was inappropriately scheduled on standing, where Mr. Rose convinced the judge that he had ordered that I wasn't a beneficiary withstanding, so he put that in that order. That's why it's so misleading. But we're breaking down the fraud. We're notifying the proper state and federal authorities, and he'll be arrested soon for this nonsense.
Let me interrupt you for a second, because I have to do a very short amount of time here today. I am bound by anything the 4th DCA has said with regards to Shirley's Trust.
Well, not if you know there's fraud that occurred.
No,
you've got an agent misrepresenting the court.
I don't misrepresent. I want to tell you that if the 4th DCA has ruled on this pursuant to my acceptance and oath as a judge, I have to follow that.
Well, that's okay.
That being said, I do have a proposed order because I'll take it under advisement. I want to hear from Mr.
Oh, wait, I've got one last thing.
1 minute.
I've got two adult children. They've never even been noticed in Shirley's Trust that they're beneficiaries. They've never been given one of these 10 trusts that don't exist, according to Mr. Rose in his own letters. And in Shirley's Trust, just so you know, Your Honor, Mr. Rose has sued the improper parties. So my children have never gotten notice that they're beneficiaries. One of them has a guardianship that was put on him like he was a child after he was 18 already. So there was no adult guardianship hearing. They're all aware of this. He's never been notified. He should be here today. He should have been served process. I have another adult son. Miss Lewis is fraudulently carrying forward guardianships that she knows. She does not have consent from my children for anything, because they're going to be coming to the court saying the same thing I am, that there's a mass fraud here. So you can ignore that for now and move forward in the Shirley Trust case, and we'll keep vacating and playing this game. But sooner or later, you'll see that this whole thing is a fraud. So that's my closing on it. I filed papers this morning that fully explain that too.
I just want to make sure I understand for the record that there are two motions to approve a compromise and settlement. Is that correct, Your Honor?
I thought we were dealing with one. with Shirley.
The motion filed in both matters, but we're doing the first one first, and your order that you will enter can say this has no effect on the Simon Bernstein until you have a hearing on that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Or I'll state that on the record.
This is only for the Shirley that I've been hearing argument on today.
Well, he scheduled it for both.
My understanding was, and this is, I'm glad we're all here, I know June 2nd we have Mr. Stansbury, and I thought I had directed someone to do an order and notice, but we'll do it today.
I do have an order and notice.
For that case.
For that, a blank, ready to go.
Okay, because I worked on one and just emailed it to Harriet this morning.
Maybe our email wasn't functioning right.
The other one, I think we discussed setting a hearing on because of, well, you tell me.
Oh, no,
Right now, we just dealt with Shirley.
Right. So, if I could just briefly respond, if you care to have any response?
Sure.
But Judge Phillips, after determining the validity of the documents, he determined that because Simon's will was valid and exercised a power of appointment, that the benefit, that's what determined the beneficiaries of the Shirley Bernstein Trust. That order, that particular order was never appealed. The judgment determining the validity was appealed, and that's what resulted in the PCA. The timing issue I have is this needs to be done first. The thing we're not doing today, we're not going to do the Simon Bernstein side of today, needs to be done before we do other things, talking about ratifying trustee, because the only basis to ratify the trustee comes out of the settlement agreement. And we've got other hearings that people are trying to set before we get this approved. And
the only one I've got set so far is the, does Mr. Stansbury keep funding?
That has nothing to do with
that's
why you're here.
That's
today.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
I
exactly
agree.
It. So the next one I want to set, or the one is under tab A, which is the trustee's motion to approve compromise and settlement, appoint a trustee for the trust, and determine compensation for the guardian ad litem and assignment.
I think you apparently have set aside August the 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning for what's been noticed to be the rest of the day by Mr. Feynman for hearings on a motion to ratify. And I think the things we have set should go before the motion to ratify on that date. And that would be...
Give me one second, please.
Mr. Rose is correct.
Can you make that, can the court reporter take note of that?
I don't have... On the
18th, that's the only time.
18th,
what day? Yes, at 10 a.m. We had tentatively reserved that day for the motion to ratify and confirm appointment of Ted Bernstein as successor trustee.
Well, we do have to hear this first. I agree that we have to do this one first. August 18th is not, no.
You gave us the date and I had to check on my college.
Nobody got back, you already got it filled. That's why I was like.
Can we schedule this at a time where we all get a time and can check our schedules? I got three kids.
Does anybody have their schedule right now?
I don't. And I have. And I have three kids. Well, I didn't know I was coming here for a scheduling.
It does say status conference to schedule additional hearing. All right, so here's what I want.
Which motion was that?
This is in the state of Simon Bernstein. Trustee motion to approve compromise and settlement. Appointed trustee to the trust created for DB, GAB, and JAB. I know those are important. And determine compensation regarding the settlement. That will be the first motion scheduled.
And when exactly are we scheduling?
I haven't said it yet.
Okay.
I haven't missed it. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Tuesday, June 27th, 9:30 at the minute.
June 27, 9:30, Crowe.
Your Honor, it would only be the
David Simon, trustee's motion to approve compromise and settlement.
Unfortunately, I have to put the end of your person definition. But I could send it to my office.
Well, no, I'd need him to, as a witness in that hearing. He's a definite witness I would need, so let's reschedule to a day he's in town. He did this to us once before.
Just for the clarity, that motion is only to approve a settlement between 10 beneficiaries.
I know.
It is not, it has no impact on the rights of the estate or any party that's not a beneficiary of the trust, which is why I thought you could do it today, but we'll do it that day is fine, but I don't think it's an evidentiary hearing. I think it's a 5-minute hearing, other than however long it takes Mr. Ellie Bermsey to make a record.
It's going to need to be an evidentiary hearing. I'm going to have witnesses, evidence, etc. See, it would have been nice if Mr. Rose's fraud...
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. No, I don't tolerate that, so let's just keep going. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and do this. I don't have to...
Well, can we set the other motions, though, after that, if there's time, like the motion to ratify and other... Or do you want to just do one at a time?
I'm just trying to figure out...
We're glad to work on a schedule without your honors. If it's authorized to have that time and we can work on a schedule for what hearings can be heard or
on the 27th, yeah. I'll give you 9:30 to 12. Figure out what's gonna be heard. Okay? Can we do that?
Yeah, there's a motion that Mr. Fayman has filed. He wants to have heard before that on the summary judgment on the motion to ratify that I think should be put on way after that rather than come back for another 8:45.
We have already scheduled Mr. Stansberry's motion for summary judgment.
When?
Denying Ted Bernstein's motion to ratify for June 15th at the motion calendar at 8:30. That notice of hearing went out on May 16th.
I'm not going to do a motion for summary judgment at UMC, though. Not in this case.
It's going to need to be evidentiary.
That's an evidentiary. A motion for summary judgment is not going to happen at...
Normally that's true, Your Honor, if
absolutely
I may.
It's true.
In this case, it's simply based on a finding that you have already made as a result of the previous evidentiary hearings you held, but just have that finding apply. So I thought I could do it on a 5-minute.
Let's put it this way, I totally appreciate where you're coming from, the same way Mr. Rose said this, thinking I could do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like in most cases, I'm not at all, how can I say this? Don't take it critical. Just, I don't see that happening here.
All right.
But we can tack that into the June 27th.
No, I don't want to tack it to June 27th because you first have to decide if you're going to approve the settlement or not because the motion is dependent upon the settlement.
How do I respond to he wants Mr. Let me let Mr. O'Connell respond to that. Does Mr. Elliott have a right to call you as a witness without a subpoena?
No.
Well, subpoena him.
All right.
But he's not going to be in town.
Well.
So.
Your Honor,
so maybe a different date there.
I'm willing to have my deposition taken in advance.
Okay,
we
can do that.
But it's not a settlement that involves Mr. O'Connell.
That's exactly putting
the whole cart before the horse.
Since I do not believe the settlement involves Mr. O'Connor.
Oh, it does. It's involving the estate of Simon.
But he's the PR.
Oh, and I'd also need to know if Diana Lewis will be here because I'm going to be, or if I have to subpoena her.
I need to stop for a second. I'm not going to spend another 15 minutes on scheduling. I will set it on 9:30 on June 27th, and you'll have the opportunity to take Mr. O'Connell's deposition before then. Is anyone objecting to the use of the deposition at the hearing?
I am. I'd rather have him as a witness on the stand.
I'm not sure, though, that he would, based on what I'm reporting, if the court makes the... Let's just get another date. The reason is I'm not going to keep delaying this with other things, and I have no evidentiary basis to include him. I'm telling you, sitting here now, I don't know if there was an objection. I don't have a motion for protective order. I don't have the actual... knowing that you're not going to be available, when are you available?
Probably the next day. Looks like the 28th.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you... Poor Harry's going to reach over and pummel me. I'm going to give you guys June 28th for that motion at 9:30 to 12. And she will move my June 28th trial to June 27th, since that day has opened up. This way we get it timely heard, and that's all I'm going to deal with for right now. Okay, so that's all I'm going to deal with for right now.
Okay, one last.
June 28th, I'm handing Harriet this notebook, so she'll look up the docket entry in the estate of Simon Bernstein, trustee's motion to approve compromise and settlement, case number 2012 CP4391, appoint a trustee for the trust created, and determine compensation. All right.
One last thing, Your Honor, for the record.
If you're going to give me a proposed order, she'll give me the notebook for today's hearing, and I will review everything with regards to the Shirley Trust.
If Mr. Burns, I've asked him to give me addresses for his children if they wish to be noticed. He can't appear for them.
I know, you're not a lawyer. But he's not here for them.
But I'd be glad if he will provide it. Anyone with addresses for them, we'll be glad to copy them.
Well, they should be providing my kids' lawyers according to the trust documents and stuff. But okay, we'll get to that. I just have one last thing. What rule did you refer to that you're bound to foul orders, no matter even if you know there were fraud?
It's the law.
Do you have a statute?
The statute?
Yeah.
It's common law.
Oh.
When Florida Supreme Court's the ultimate ruling, so the Supreme Court overruled overruled the fourth. I follow the Supreme Court. The fourth controls me.
Okay. So that's the...
But I can't give you legal advice.
Okay, no, I got it. The last thing I want to know... No, wait. I've got one question. It's very important to these hearings. It's quick. It's...
I heard you in the package I gave you because the one word is in the package. I ended up this morning.
I just need to know, Your Honor.
Your Honor, leave it with you for consideration.
Order approving settlement. I have it.
You want to give it back for the next time.
Your Honor, I just wanted to know if now that you've noticed and become aware that Mr. Rose has misled the court in hearings under oath on the stand, if you have notified state and federal authorities of the abuse of process.
Mr. Elliott,
yes.
You're outside your acceptable range right here. You don't get to question the court right now.
I don't get a question if you've noticed people of fraud in the court.
You do not.
Okay.
The hearing is concluded. If you would pass up I think I just gave you back the order.
Can you give me their cards, please?
Did I keep the one correct order? Oh. I want to make sure. That's the one I kept.
I have the order for June 2nd.
Okay. And you do have the order for June 2nd. I don't have that.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay. This is pretty amazing. Just move forward in fraud. Mind-boggling.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Can I approach them?
Montgomery is up next.
Montgomery.
Can I get their cards?
Not right now.
Oh. Okay. Will you be here on that day, Diana?
I won't appear without a subpoena.
Okay, I'll subpoena you then. Yeah, subpoena her tomorrow. So put a subpoena on her tomorrow.
There's a couple motions you've asked for extensions. And
Alan, it's so sad. You're so sad. You continue this fraud. You're going down.
Okay.
God bless you.
If you could articulate, I'd ask how much time you need so I can tell the court.
You need God's blessing. because you've got Satan's. Here, come on. No, we got to wait for the court reporter's card. She's what? Well, I'm getting them. That guy is like evil incarnate. This whole fraud is coming apart right there. He was busted one again.